Vayitern Shas Perim Bo Metzia Daf Ayin Aleph. Picking up an Ayin Rabbeis, but about the page, third to last line. So we had a statement. Rav Nachman said that you're not allowed to take ribbis from a guy. Now the Gemara says Esvei Lovin Mehenu Malvin Osam Beribbis. What do you mean? Rav Mishnah says you could borrow from them or lend them with ribbis. V'chemi Ger Toshev. You could also do with a Ger Toshev. Somebody keeps Sheva Mitzvahs Bnei Noach. So clearly this is Mutter. What are you talking about? Amar Rav Chiyah Barav Rav Huna Lo Nitzucha Elo. What are we talking about? Is the Mishnah? Beep. Turn the page. When you let it go and take ribbons of them, if you need it in order to live, Rashi says itir lo v'yose mikan also b'darbanan. More than that, it's just b'darbanan dilma asi lemitzach, because maybe going to come be infected by them, impact with them, and you don't want to be hanging out with the goyim. Ravina Amar, he says halchah b'tamidi chachamim. Skin, we're dealing with tamidi chachamim. That's what Mishnah is saying. With they're allowed to be involved with the goyim because they're not going to learn from them. Time of my goes b'darbanan shami yilmu b'maasev. You're going to go and learn from the guy's actions. Given tamid chachamim ulo yilmu b'maasev. Since tamid chachamim, he's not going to learn from him. Ika demasi lo daha lo. Ika demasni la lahad de Rav Huna, there's some that teach that what Rav Huna said, that aha the tani Rav Yosef. The Kedei Chayev Shtickle. It says like this: the Tanya of Yosef, Im Kesef Talvus Ami Es Ani Imach. The pasuk says, when you lend money to my people, to the poor person who's with you, what does it tell you? Ami Vinachri. That when you have someone who is Ami, he's part of my peeps, Vinachri, or you're dealing with a guy, and both of them need to get a loan. So they're both coming for a loan. Ami Kodem, my nation goes first. You give to a Yid first. Ani Va'asher, if it's the Ani Va'asher, Ani Kodem, Ani goes first. Ani Echa V'Ani Erech Ircha, if it's your Ani, Ani Rash is Ani M'Shem Krovim, Mishpatcha, U Me Mishpach. If it's only from your, who is a relative from your family, Niyecha called him, your Ani goes first. Rashi says, the Chsiv Amacha Hakrovim Lach, the ones that are closer to you. Ani Ircha Vani Ercheris, if it's poor people from your city and from others, Ani Ircha Kodim, the people from your city go first. And Yah. Omar, Ami Vinachri. If you have a person of your nation or someone who is a Nachri comes ask for a loan, Ami Kodem, yours comes first. Pshita, obviously. Like, what's the Chiddush? Why do you have to tell me that? Rav Nachman Amar Li, Ohuna Lo Nitzcha. When does he have to tell me that? Is he telling me that Fidlo Nachri Beribus Lisabichinim? Even if you have an option of going out to a guy to pay to with ribbis or a Jew for free, you should do it for a Jew for free before you do it in Ani when it's Beribus. Tanya, we learned in a Braisa, even though you're going to lose out, meaning you'd gain more if you do it the other way. You go according to the Jew. Tanya was in a Braisa. Take a look and see how blind people are, those who lend ribbis. Right? Adam Karila Chaver Rasha. If someone comes and calls his friend a Rasha, he goes and he gets into it. He starts like a whole spiel with him. Rashi says that what it was reaction, Yori Yimo Lechayev, Rogel is scoted to fight with him, Kilo, he goes like he hit him, Kilo Balarga, like he's coming to kill him. Vehaim, look at these people that go ahead and they're involved with ribbis. What do they do? Mivinidim levelavlar. They bring a witness and they bring a scribe, a kumus adio, and they bring a kumus, you know, a quill, right? The thing you write with, adio, and ink. Vikos, and they write it and they sign it. Ploni zeh, this person lent ribbis, kafar beluke yisrael. This person goes ahead and he denied God's existence. He's being over the isser of ribbis over here. So he gets all insulted when people go ahead and they call him a rasha when they insult him, but he himself does it. He says straight up, yep, I'm a Russia. What's going on? Tanya, you see how blind a person is. Tanya, Millington, a bright star, Rabbi Shimon, Hazar, Omer. Everyone who has money, he runs it without ribbis. I love a customer. The pasuk says about him, this person, he didn't give interest, he didn't take any bribes against innocent people, and he does this type of thing, he will not falter forever. In other words, he's gonna be in good stand, it's gonna be good. Halamat, what do you tell you? Anyone who lends him ribbis, nechasas mismotatin, his business stuff is gonna fail. Rash says, dok haki, haki os, Oseile lo yimot heim v'im nasan nashach yimot. Right, so what does that tell you? That if one doesn't take interest. He's not going to fail, but if he did, then he's going to fail. We see the low mosfi beribis. People don't lend with ribis for commas with them. We see that actually their business things don't go well. There's stuff, you know, the kind of the loose stuff. Amar Lazar, halalu, those who are not involved with interest, mismothin volin. It goes down, but comes back up again. They ain't never going to keep me down. Valalu, the other ones, misothin vainamolim, they go down and they don't come back up. It says the pasukin Chavakuk. This is the Navi that's talking about how could it be that Hashem allowed Nebuchadnezzar Merdab Bavel to overcome Eretz Yisrael and to mess with Tzidkiah? And he says, even the people of Israel may not be tzaddik and they're perfect, but they and their king are certainly better than Nebuchadnezzar. So why are you quiet while he's swallowing them all up? Why do you observe treacherous, the treacherous and remain quiet while the wicked swallow the righteous? Amar Rav Huna, he says, tzaddik mimenu bolea. A Russia can swallow a person who's more tzaddik than him, but tzaddik gomer in a bolea. Some of the tzaddik gomer is not going to be able to do it. Rashi says, val pepishim mismotek tolev, eino benifle olam. Even though he goes down, he'll come back up again. Tanya, what kind of b'risa? Rabbi Omer, ger tzaddik omer linyan mechira, in reference to a ger tzaddik, that's a ger, a person who's a straight up ger. In reference to a Eved Ivri, the pasuk says, "V'chi sasig yad ger v'toshav imach machachicha imo v'nimkar leger toshav imach ole eker mishpachas ger." If the let's say a ger chi sasig yad ger v'toshav, if let's say they are in a situation that this pasuk is talking about being sold as an Eved, V'ger Toshav Amrilinian Ribbis. So let's try again. Tanya Rabbi Omer. Ger Tzedek Amrilinian Mechira, V'ger Toshav Amrilinian Ribbis. When it talks about the idea of Ger Tzedek, it's talking about Mechira, about the sale, and V'ger Toshav, that's mentioned in the pasuk, is talking about Ribbis. Eni Odea Mahu. I don't know what exactly that means. What does that have to do with this pasuk? Gemara is going to spell out exactly what's going on here. Ger tzedek amar linyan mechira. The ger tzedek, a person that becomes a ger, that's mentioned in reference to the idea of a mechira, of selling a Eved Ivri, a Hebrew Jew, a Jewish Hebrew, Shem Yazor, Eved Ivri, a Jewish servant. Dechsev, as the pasuk says, v'chi yomach v'chicha yimach v'nim kalach. If your brother becomes yomach, means impoverished, he has no money, and he's sold to you, and what do we say about this? V'lo lecha, it's not to you that he's able, ela leger, not only to you is it that he's able to go and sell himself, but ela leger, he can even sell himself to a ger. Shenem, as opposed to says, leger, that he gets sold to a ger. V'lo leger tzedek. But it doesn't mean a ger tzedek, ela leger toshav. But ger tzedek is a straight up ger. Ger toshav is a person who keeps shavim mitzvah noach. Shenem leger toshav, because it says the pasuk, and he's sold to ger toshav. Mishpachas ger, then the pasuk goes on to say that can be sold to the family of a ger. Zeh nachri, this is talking about a guy. Kishu omer, when it says, o le'eker, to an idol, zeh nimkal avodas kochavim atzma. This means that he's able to be sold even to an avodazar itself. Rashi explains, what does that mean? That means nimkalev is kochavim, lachtav eitzem lishav mayim, to do work like chopping wood and pulling water for the whatever their temple is. So what do we see? It says that the ger can own a yid, but now we've got a problem. Amar Mar, v'lo lecha ela leger. It says, not only to you can he sell himself, but even to a ger. Shenemar leger. Lememar the ger kani Eved Ivri. You tell me that a ger is able to be koni Eved Ivri? Is that true? Can a ger own an Eved Ivri? Another Jew? Or Amani, we have a bar. So it says, ain't a ger nicknab Eved Ivri. He's not able to. Vein isha, ain't a ger nicknab Eved Ivri. He's not able to be acquired as an Eved Ivri. Vein isha v'ger konim Eved Ivri. And not only can a ger not be acquired as an Eved Ivri, an isha and a ger are not able to be kona in Eved Ivri. So what's going on? Ger lo nicknab Eved Ivri. Why can a ger be taken as Eved Ivri? Because the pasuk says, v'shav el mishpachto b'inim. It has to be part of the pasuk that tells us about the ger. It says, v'yotza mimachu banov yimo, v'shav el mishpachto v'lchuzas avos av yashuv. Well, here doesn't have it. Well, lucky there's no mishpacha, so therefore you can't go ahead and he can't be acquired. Vein isha v'ger konim Eved Ivri, not able to be kona in Eved Ivri. Why not? Isha lav arach arach. That's not the way to go and behave in such a thing. Rashi says, shehum isyachid imaz mibav and yichid all the time. And ger nami is not able to go out and acquire one, because gemir, we have a mesorah, the mikne kani, the lo mikne lo kani. If you're able to be acquired, you can acquire. But if you're not able to be acquired, then you can't acquire. So he's not able to do it. So why is the Torah saying that a ger in connection to this concept of an Eved Ivri? Rav Nachman Yitzchak, eino kone Bayitzak eino kona vidino ki Yisrael, aval kona vidino ki nachri. He's not allowed to be kona in every in as much as it to be like a Jew owning another Jew. Aval kona vidino ki nachri, but he can acquire him and have the lachas be like that of a guy. What does that mean? That means a tiny look to the bright side. Let's say a person is a slave for an every for 6 years, and he wants to continue on with it. So what does he do? He gets his ear pierced. He's a nirtza, and what happens? He continues with him leolam forever, which means until yofel. V'hanimka lenachi, but someone who sold to a guy, and oved lo as a ben, velo as a bas, he doesn't go on to serve the son or the daughter if the guy goes and dies. But an eved ivri who is sold to a Jew does serve the master, the son, if he goes and he dies. So the difference between a Yiddish one and a Gaiish one is continuing on with this. Right? Is it going to go to the kids or not? So what happens by a ger? We have the same laws of a Gaiish owner, but not of a Yiddish owner. Let's say this idea that you say a woman or a ger cannot go and acquire an Evidipri. Let's say this is not like a Shimon Gamliel. The time went to the Braisa, Isha Kones es Hashvachos, a woman can acquire maid servants for any Kones Avadim, but not Avadim. Rishon Gamliel Omer, Av Kones Avadim, she could even Kone Avadim. Oh, so it must be not like Rishon Gamliel. So it's going to not feel to Rishon Gamliel. Give him work in the world of Rishon Gamliel. Lo Kasha. Kambet Evid Ivri, Kambet Evid Kanani. By the Braisa, it says it's usher for a woman to own a servant, we're talking about Evid Ivri. A woman can't, a Yiddish woman can't own Evid Ivri. Kambet Evid Kanani, Evid Kanani, she's allowed to own. Why? Evid Ivri, it's Niela. Because in Evid Ivri is Sanua. Rashi says, as muksak sanua hu beinai sheim yikalkel yachad lo yispar legalos adaver hilkachasa lignoso. If a woman has a man who's a Jewish man as a servant, since the man is sanua, even if they fall to their desires and do things they shouldn't do, he's not going to go and spread that to the whole world. Therefore, we're worried that if he's not going to, that this is more likely to happen because of the idea of the fact that she's not nervous it's going to get out. But every kanani parets law, Rashi says v'yira. He lehavker lo es atzma, and she's scared to go ahead to go mafker herself to him because he's going to go and tell the whole world about what just happened over there, and that's why he can't own the guy because it's not going to happen. Elohad tani Rav Yosef, but what about we learned Rav Yosef? Ar melos ar malta lo tarbe kalba. An almana, Rashi says, lo tegadol kelev shem tekal kimo. A almana shouldn't go and raise a dog because she might get involved with this dog. Rashi says is going to get involved and, you know, getting jiggy with it. Velo tashri bar beirav bushpiza, and she also shouldn't give a place for students, talmidim, to go ahead and to sleep and stay over there. Now, bishlama bar beirav, that makes sense. You know, don't have the talmidim sleeping in her house because teila, because again, they're tsanua, and they're not going to say anything, and she might do the wrong thing. Rashi says, "Betucha shelo yodam." She's nervous. She's certain no one is going to find out about it because he's not going to say anything. That's clearly going to be a problem for him to be staying in the house. Ala kalba, what's the reason why a dog? Given the misachba, since the dog is going to now attach to her. Rashi says, "Lios nirvas lo," in order to fashbrach the menacht with her. And people are going to, and Mirza, she's going to be scared to do that because people are going to see this dog all over her and realize, oh, it must be because they're doing something. So says Gemara, I mean, no. And therefore, what does that mean? That means that it should be okay for her to go ahead and have this dog because she's not going to do anything because then she's nervous this might happen. So it's going, no, Amri, give her the Chisharia. Chadile umtsa, maybe she just threw him a piece of meat. And that's why, Misach Basa, that's why he attached himself to her and say that. I mean, people are going to say, no, Misham umtsa, the Chadile, who the Misach, that's why he's doing it. And therefore, it's not going to stop her from doing averas with this dog. Therefore, she's not going to raise the dog there. Now, Ger Toshev, Almer Linian Ribis Mahi. When the Pusik talks about the idea of a Ger Toshev, someone to keep Shev Mitzvah Ben Noach, we mentioned that reference to Ribis. What Shaychis Tachsev? Because the Pusik says, V'chi Yom Achicha Achicha. Pasuk says if your brother becomes impoverished and he can't hold himself, what do? You just strengthen him. Ger toshav v'chayimach, that he could live with you. And don't take neshech atarbis, meaning ribbis, for his and fear Hashem, and let him live with you. Let your brother be able to live with you. We have Ger and Ger Toshev mentioned with the idea of ribbis. The Mishnah says you could borrow from Goyim and lend with them with ribbis. It also applies to Ger Toshev. So what does this pasuk seem to be saying? You can't do it. I'm Rav Nachman Yitzchak. Miksiv al tiktach miitam. Does it say do not take from them neshechar tarbis? Right, meaning from the Ger and the Ger Toshav, Me'ito Ksiv, it says from him, meaning Me'isal, it means from a Yid you shouldn't go and do such a thing. Meaning from the Ger, from him you don't go and do, he's a straight up Jew. But the Ger Toshav, why is it mentioned over there? It's just the Chechi Chaimach, meaning that we have to go and sustain him when he needs, but in reference to the idea of interest, that's only by Yidden, so you're allowed to go and give it to a Ger Toshav. So Nachman Yitzchak now helped Rebbe what he had his problem with, he explained it, and Rebbe... Yeah, he helped up answering the problem. Now, Tanu Rabbanan, Al Tikach Mito Neshech HaTarbis. The Torah says, don't take from him, meaning you Yid, Neshech HaTarbis. Aval Atanase Lo Arev. You can make him a Arev for you, a guarantor for you, in reference to the idea of Ribbis. Beep, turn the page. Ayin Aleph Amabes. Arev Laman. Now, what do you mean you're allowed to have a Yid be an Arev in reference to Ribbis? Who is he allowed to be an Arev for? What's going on? E lema arev li. So you want to say you can mean arev for Yisrael. In other words, I can lend money to you. I'll lend you $100. You give me back 110. You are a Jew. And then we can get an arev who's a Jew also to be involved with this. Huh? Well, Tanya, but we learned in the Mishnah coming up, and I ain't hey on base. We're going to learn it. Yeah, but Tanya, elu over and below say all these are over. Elo say Rashi says, Mishum lo sishimum, that you're not allowed to be involved with ribbis. All these people, the Malva, the Lova, the guarantor, and the witnesses. Therefore, clearly you can't be involved. Elul and Achri, what does it mean? It means you could have a Yid to be a guarantor when it comes to a guy being involved. Now, the Kevin, the Dine de Nachri, since the Dine de Nachri, the Azza Basse Arva, we know that, so what's it saying over here? Our case is a Jewish borrower to a guy that's lending it. So if I have Jamal lends me $100 and he says pay back 110, we could have an Arev who's another Yid that's going to do it. In fact, the Gemara, but if it came to Dini the Nachri, the Din of a Nachri is the Azza Basse Arva. As soon as an Arev involved, he doesn't even come to me, go straight to the Arev. And he has to pay up everything. Then what happens? The Arev is now going to go back to the borrower, who's the Yid, so it's the Yid for his Yid, and that should be an issue of Ribbis right now. So what's it then? It's a particular case. It's when you have Jamal lent me $100, say I have to pick 110, and Chaim says, I got your back, I'll be an Arev for you. But he's going to go according to the Yiddish way over here in reference to it, and he's not going to go and go straight to the guarantor, rather he's going to come to me, says Rashi, that yis yitba min a lovet chila, because lo yimsa etzlo yigba min a arev, the hashta in a arev lovet mit chila, so I consider that the arev was lending mit chila, hilkach kipar lenachi ahi shaita, who da osve lechavri, umay da mosif le shakamine, whatever he had to give me, he goes and he gives him back, but it's not ribbis over here. In fact, the gemara, yikiba a lov, lotum bidin yisrael, if he accepted upon himself to do according to the dini of yisrael, that's what the guy said, then ribbis nami lo, let's go. Then he shouldn't be taking interest either, the yidin and all the bar with interest. He was a kabbal upon himself in reference to this idea that he's going to go straight, he's going to go to the person he lent the money to and not go to the rari straight, but he didn't accept upon him, that he's not behaving like a yid, like the yiddish way in terms of not lending with ribbis at all. Okay, Zuck, the next part of the Mishnah, Malvi Yisrael, Ma'osav Shel Nachri, Midas HaNachri, a Yid is allowed to lend out a guy's money with the guy's consent, right? That's what the Mishnah said. Malvi Yisrael, Ma'osav Shel Akum, Midas HaAkum, Avalo Midas Yisrael, but now when it comes to Midas Yisrael, which we'll explain. Now, says the Gemara, Tanu Rabbanan, let's understand this. Malvi Yisrael, Ma'osav Shel Nachri, Midas HaNachri, a Yid can lend out a guy's money with the guy's consent, Avalolum Midas Yisrael, but not with the das of the Yid. Okay, so what's the case? A Yid borrowed money from a guy on interest. I borrowed money from Jamal, $100, I'm going to pick 110. Ubikesh lachzirim lo, and I want to go give it back. So I'm like, hey, Jamal, here it is. Motzi Yisrael achav amrlo. Now another Yid comes along, Chaim comes over to me, and he says, hey, to namely, give it to me. I'll take it over for you. V'ani alelecha, and I will give over the ribbis. Kederesh atamelo, just like you're going to do it for him, right? I'm going to go in your place. Usir, this is usir to do. Rashi says, the who niu de kamosif labor ribbis. Right now, it's davaniu. It's like the guy no shaykhis to this, right? You have Jamal, me, and Chaim. The guy didn't take part of this whole thing altogether. He didn't go to the second guy. So when Chaim comes over, that itself, I'm passing over ribbis. That's an issue. But let's say I'm standing by the guy right now, by Jamal, and the second guy comes over right now. That is mutter. Then it's going to be mutter to do such a thing because Rashi says, the shlucho, who I just become like a shliach for him. And their friend is passing it over. V'chein, not only that, nachri shalava mos misaba ribbis. A guy borrowed money from a yid with interest. In other words, I lent to Jamal, and I said, you have to pay me with interest. A bigish lachzirim lo, and now he wants to give it back to me. Motzi yisachar v'omer lo. Another yid goes and meets the guy, and he says to him, today m'livani alei alach, I'll take your place, kadech shatam alo. Mutter, that case is going to be mutter. The Jewish lender, meaning me, I had no shaychis in this transfer. And therefore, it's just between the guy and the yid, and that's mutter. Vim hemidetz yisal. But let's say Jamal comes to me and he gives it to me, and now they want to pull that move over. Then aser, it's aser. Ashes valfapisha kiblim zem yad nachri shum de nachri shlich sheyisal shulchan shadam kamoso. He becomes like my shlich, and therefore it's going to be aser. So it's interesting how it flips both directions. In fact, the Gemara bishlama seifa. The last part we just said makes a lot of sense. If the Jamal comes to me and he wants to give it to me, and now he wants to give it over to him to Chaim, that's going to be aser. Rashi tikatani imem idu esi yisal aser de mashmash nachri zeh chashav shlucho sheyisal. It becomes like my shliach. There's a chumra to do. That what you say, a person's of a shlich is like him. It's only when everyone's Jews. The mitruma agreement. We learn all the idea of shlichus from truma. So that whole thing makes sense because it's saying, you know, really, maybe it should be okay, but okay, we're being machmir and saying it's like a shlich. Luchumra, we're acting luchumra. And therefore, we say that the guy, it becomes like my shliach. El reisha, but in the reisha, the first part, when we said that I'm standing in front of Jamal to return the money to him, and Jamal says I can give it over to Chaim. Now he's like, I'm like a shliach for him. What's going on? Kevin in shlichus and achri. There's no shlichus. Iu niu. Then the first one, meaning me, is like taking interest from the second one. That's straight up an issue. There's no shlichus here. Says Gemara, Amar Rav Huna bar Menoch, Mishid Rav Acha bar Rav Ika. Hacham Eskin, what are we talking about? Kigon to Amar Lehanicham al Gabi Karkav Yipater. They're talking about a case where the guy says to me, put the money down on the ground, and therefore now you're off the hook. Everything's totally fine. Now the second guy's involved. Rashi says, Amar Lehanicham al Gabi Karkav Yipater. Chin Asa. And the second one picked it up, so I'm not a shliach. It's like it was over. So the Gemara Yachim al Meimer. Then what's the chiddush? It's like it's already over. So there's no discussion. I gave it back. He's giving a new loan. Al Meir Papa Kigon Shenatav Nasam Yad. Reb Papa gives another answer. You know we're talking about the cases. The cases where the guy took the money from the first one and gave it over to the second one by himself. So the Gemara Vakati al Meimer. Like if Jamal took the money from me and gave it to Chaim. So what's the chiddush? Of course that's going to be okay. Meloma, the time you would have thought Nachri Gufe Ki Avid Adaited Yisal Kagamer V'Yahiv. You would think that the guy himself, when he acts like this, it's with the intent of the yid, the first one, that he's giving the money to the second one. So now it's like he's part of the deal. Like I brought Chaim into this, and therefore it should be a problem. Kamash Malan. That's not the case. So we say that the guy is doing it by himself. This is what he wants to be doing. That's what he can go and doing. Ravashi Amar, Ravashi explains, another way of answering up this problem, when do we say there's no shlichas when it comes to a guy? That's hani mili b'truma, only in particular with when it comes to the idea of truma. But the rest of the Torah, there is shlichas. Wah, wah, wee, wah. That is a huge line right there. Therefore, I could be a shliach. And there ain't no problem over there. Vahadar of Ashi Barusahi. The Gemara says this last one, now that's Barusa, like as in the word Lashon Braisa, bra, outside. This is not accepted. Maishna Truma Delo. Why, according to Ravashi, is Truma different? That there's no shlichus over there. D'chsiv atem gam atem. Ma'atem b'nei bris, av shluchachem nami b'nei bris. So he says it's only over there that it applies. But shlichus to go to kula nami mi truma gaminala. But the problem with that is that shlichus of kol terkula, we learn out from there. This is the Gemara Kiddushin. We learn it from Truma. Ella, Dravashi, Brusi. It must be, it's an outside view. Nice try, Yudonskis. When do we say that there's no shlichas by a nachri? Hani mili in hu lididan. That's only in them becoming a shlich for us. But we can talk about a shlich for them. Rashi's could go and reisha the brisa. Have a shlich for sefer l'chomer k'ramin. I could be a shlich for the guy. Nah, that's an outside shtickle. Because my shna inu lididan delo. What's the difference over there according to Ravashi that them be our shliach, that we say it doesn't apply. D'chsev atem gam atem. L'rabba shluchachem, which is including your shliach. Ma'atem b'nei bris, af shluchachem b'nei bris. It's like, you're b'nei bris, you're shliach also to me. Anan l'didu nami. So also similar in reference to us becoming shliach for them, it's not going to work. Because ma'atem b'nei bris ka'amar. It's just like, you are b'nei bris. And goyim, they can't be that because, right, they're not b'nei bris. Ela hadar avashi. Bruce, this is an outside view. Says Rashi, Anan l'didu nami ma atem b'nei bris v'atem hayinu sholchim lo nemro shlichos ela b'sholech yisrael v'sholech yisrael. It's got to be the sender and the sendee are both yidden. Man degar is hacha af shluchachem b'nei bris mishtabish. Okay, Ravina, another answer to answer this. Nehi the shlichos l'nachri lesle. It's true that there's no shlichos for a guy. Zechir midar abanan isle. But there is midar abanan. It is the ability to go ahead and to acquire through a third party. Shavash says shehei Yisrael zochel etzarech nachri. A Jew can acquire for the needs of a guy. Hilkach l'yisrael zochel le midar abanan ba'alva zumi Yisrael sheni. All right, so back to things. Zichia midarbanan islay mide dahavi akatan, just like it applies to, just like we find by a katan. So now we answer the brayza because the second Jew chayim when he's accepting the money from me, it's no longer like there's a ribbish tickle going on, but he's acting as being zocha for the guy, and therefore it's kilu giving it to the guy, and everything's good and dandy, just like we have by a katan. Katan by a katan lav afagavda lesley shlichos. Isn't it true that we know that there's no shlichos when it comes to the idea of a katan? Beep, turn the page. I am Bays. Isle Zechia Midrabanan, but the still is in a din of Zechia Midrabanan. And therefore, Hachanami Loshna here too, there's no difference as well. And he could be Zochem Midrabanan. Rashi says that Tanan Zochem Lakatam Apek Misha Mason of Abasra. You can do such an ardeya over there. Says Gemara Velohi. But really, this is not true because Yisrael Asi Lechal Shlichas. The idea of Zechia is given to a yid even when he's a katan because he's eventually going to be of the ability to be a shliach. Akum lo silichal shlichos. He's never going to come to the cloud of shlichos. Therefore, zechiah doesn't apply by him either. Okay, my friends, we are going to stop over here. I want to wish all y'all a great, great day.